Welcome to Nuclear Energy in Korea, a new podcast to promote discussion of major issues and challenges in U.S. and Korean nuclear energy. I'm Martha Legutsky, and I'll be your host today. The following is an interview with Dr. Chang Sun-hoon, president of the Korean Nuclear Society. Recently, President Im Young-bak of South Korea delivered the keynote address at the UN high-level meeting on nuclear safety and security. During his speech, President Lee said that the Fukushima nuclear accident that occurred last March in Japan should not be a reason to back away from nuclear energy. How did the Fukushima accident affect the prospects of nuclear energy in Korea and the rest of the world? And how does Korea hope to be a leader?
As you know, in the world, there are three types of energy. So one is fossil energy, such as coal, oil, gas, and nuclear energy, and renewable energy. But as you know, the fossil energy accounts for the majority use of the current energy. But climate change, in greenhouse gas issue, as you know, you must cut down the use of the fossil energy. So now in the future, you must focus on nuclear energy and renewable energy. But the renewable energy problem is that they cannot supply enough energy. They are very limited. So for example, everybody talk about the solar. But solar actually energy in U.S. or in Korea, they account for only 0.1% of total energy supply. So because of renewable energy, because renewable energy can supply the only limited supply, and still is very expensive. For example, electricity generation in Korea, the price of the solar energy electricity is almost 20 times that of the that from the nuclear energy. So that's why I'm pushing the development of renewable energy, and I'm pushing the research and development of renewable energy, but still, long time to go. So for the time being, at least, nuclear power must play a very important role. So that's why, nuclear, even though Fukushima accident affected somewhat the future of nuclear power, but I'm very confident nuclear power still a very important source of the energy in the futures. And for a short term, maybe you have some slowdown, but for a long term, you need a nuclear power, at least 50 years, at least. So, at least the nuclear power will be a very important role in this century.
In the slowdown that you mentioned after the Fukushima accident,
yes.
South Korea has stepped forward as a leader in the initiative,
yes.
And has actually shifted over the years from an importer of nuclear technologies, mm-hmm. to a major exporter. Mm-hmm. What sort of role do you envision South Korea playing in the next few years?
I'd like to introduce some history of Korean nuclear energy development. For example, Korean nuclear, you start the nuclear power plant operation in 1978. 1 year after our start of nuclear power plant, Gori Unit 1, you had a TMI accident. But after TMI accident,
that's US, Three Mile US, Island accident?
Yeah, that's right. U.S. stopped building new nuclear power plant. But Korea continued to build after TMI accident. So you utilize the TMI accident for the improvement of safety. Then in 1986, you had the Chernobyl accident. But in 1986, Korea really invested a lot. for research and development of the, and also, you know, technology transfer for and localization of nuclear power plant in 1986. So in Korean localization program actually started in 1986 to 1995. That's a very important period. So you utilized Chernobyl accident for the good opportunity of the, you know, localization of the technology and design of nuclear power plant. So at that time, the market was the, buyer's market. So you can easily get the transfer of technology from US and other country. So, you know, you utilize. So Korea also had a very hard time in the IMF period. At that time, you developed the advanced reactor called the APR-1400. But at that time, many people, discouraged the development of APR-1400. But actually, you know, our government strongly pushed the development of APR-1400. Finally, you get the, you can export APR-1400 in 2009. So, based on our history, Korea always utilized, the crisis into the opportunity.
There are always lessons to be learned.
Yeah, lessons to be learned. So, for the same reason, maybe Korea can utilize Fukushima accident for the opportunity for another jump, another leap.
So what sort of lessons do you think that Korea could take from the Fukushima accident?
Yeah, Fukushima accident, Fukushima accident, there are several, many lessons, but the most important thing is, you recognize the importance of safety, and you must enhance the safety. But also again, the decay heat removal in night water reactor is a key issue for the assurance of nuclear safety. So in the future, you must strengthen the decay heat removal system under extreme condition, such as the tornado, and such as earthquake, and tsunami. Okay. So also important lesson, station blackout accident.
And that's when the power cuts off completely?
Power cut due to natural disaster is very important. So now you are developing more passive safety system, which does not rely on electricity. So they can, and so the safety system act on natural power, natural force, such as gravity or natural circulations. So now the, you are developing more, new mechanism for, safety system. Also, you enhance the reliability of the power supply systems, such as diesel generators. That kind of things. But you need more, linking the research with the real operation. So you need a manual for severe accident. Severe accidents means the core damage accident. So that kind of thing is good lessons from Fukushima.
Absolutely. And how about Korea's relationship with regards to nuclear energy with the rest of the world, with other countries?
Yeah, now Korea really have the several initiatives for other countries. Of course, Korea already export nuclear power plant, but the important thing is our university, together with the Korea Institute of Nuclear Safety, have the education initiative for nuclear safety. So you have the nuclear safety school, and also you have the some degree program for nuclear safety. So now that you are inviting almost 15 country and student to participate in the nuclear safety program. So Korea is the leader for international collaboration in the nuclear safety areas.
Korea does seem to put a heavy emphasis on safety, nuclear safety. Just a few days ago, on October 27th, Korea launched the Presidential Commission on Nuclear Safety and Security. What are the purposes and roles of that commission?
Yeah, Korea already have good nuclear safety systems, but after Fukushima, we like to make the more strong nuclear safety systems, more independence. In the past, Nuclear Safety Commission is under Ministry of the Education and Science Technology, but the Ministry of Science is Education Science Technology. They are in charge of research, Beijing research and safety. But now you like to have the you like to enhance the position of the Nuclear Safety Commission under the president, and become more independent. So you like to have the more independent regulatory body. So people, that's the one important way to also public acceptance. It's very important, to make the public more comfortable. You need a more independent regulatory body, okay?
What is the current public atmosphere with regards to this emphasis on safety and nuclear energy development in South Korea?
So maybe in Korea, some environmental group, people say, okay, Korean nuclear industry is very, closely linked or work together with the government or a nuclear regulatory body. But in some sense, it's good. But some sense, it's contradictory. So you like to be more independent. That's why you establish the Nuclear Safety Commissions.
I know that nuclear energy is quite politicized here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Is that something that is also true in South Korea? Is that another possible advantage to having the regulatory commission a little bit separated from the government?
Yeah, that's right. And look, so people want more independent. Yeah, but I think, sometimes the nuclear industry and regulator must cooperate. But sometimes must be independent. So I don't want optimum distance. There must be some optimum distance. Too far is not good. Too close is also not good. They must maintain the optimal distance.
Okay. And only time can tell where that distance should be.
Yeah, that's right.
So what is your role?
Okay, my role, right now my role is, I'm the president after Fukushima accident right now. So I'm now I'm doing my best to get the public trust again for the nuclear energy. So I'm now thinking about the two ways. One is for localization of our community, our society. So right now I'm doing make some effort for cooperation with the local community which have a nuclear power plant. So you like to make the local resident feel more safe, through the safety culture enhancement and public acceptance. So that's important. So another thing is you like to think about how to make the good city for the city of the nuclear power plant. I'm doing well. I'm making another effort to get the public acceptance in the local city, which has a nuclear power plant. In Korea, I have foresight. So maybe I'm visiting, and I'm also asking, you know, our fellow, our member of nuclear society, visit and our, you know, site as much as possible. So you like to meet the, you know, resident in the site, and to make them the, you know, feel, you know, comfortable. That's a very important area. Another one is, you know, you like to enhance the, you know, technology, nuclear technology. You know, also you like to share our lesson, our technology with other countries. That's the, you know, big two. So that's the one related to globalization. So one option is localization, another option is globalization. So leading to export or sharing the technology or sharing the lessons, sharing the educations. So there are two, you know, axes. One is localization and the other one is globalization.
In terms of incorporating some of the lessons that you mentioned from the Fukushima accident into safety considerations for nuclear power plants in South Korea, how much focus do you think should be put on the physical, technological improvements that might, you know, strengthen this safety there? And how much emphasis should be put on the human procedural component in terms of what to do in a time of...
Yeah, you made very good questions, good comment. I think you need both. You must, enhance the, you know, hardware capability. Also, you must enhance the software capability, such as procedure and education and safety culture. So you, both you need to enhance. But I think maybe both are very important. So software is very important. Software and safety culture, and they are very, very important, as well as hardware enhancement.
Are there any places that in the Korean system that you see could actually be problem spots or potential points of issue?
Yeah, but right now the Korea, there are several focus on the you are focusing on severe accident. In nuclear power plant, severe accident means the core melt accident, fuel failure, lead accident. For these things, you must develop some hardware, such as hydrogen igniter, passive hydrogen igniter, or more strong containment, more reliable diesel generators, and besides the hardware enhancement, you need good procedure, good manual, and education. Yeah? Good manual and education for the operator is very important. So, for severe accident, that's the key focus for education and manual for severe accident management. Very important, as well as hardware enhancement.
President Lee has, during his keynote at the UN that I mentioned before, has clearly put Korea forward as a leader in the development of nuclear energy in the post-Fukushima world. Mm. What do you think will be the next steps that we see taken by South Korea in terms of nuclear energy development?
Yeah, so Korea, important thing, Korea continued to build last 30 years. So, for example, U.S., they stopped after, TMI accident. So last 30 years, they didn't build any nuclear power plant. Also, most of the European country, except France, they didn't build a nuclear power plant. After Chernobyl accident. So Korea, steadily, built a nuclear power plant, steadily, So you have to good experience in design and licensing. So right now, the Korea can, shared our knowledge. So that's very important because, you know, especially, you know, Korea has a good supply chain for, you know, manufacturing and construction. So in nuclear power plant, construction is very important also, as well as manufacturing and design. Because, you know, in nuclear power plant, time is diamond. One day delay for, you know, construction is several million dollars. So time is not gold. Time is not money. Time is diamond. Because time is so much, you know, important. So that kind of, you know, so you like to export or you like to share our experience in design, manufacturing, and constructions. So Korea has a good supply chain system, you know, from the design to, you know, manufacturing and constructions.
What sort of relationships does Korea already have with other countries, and is it looking to expand in a specific way? Does it have other countries that it has its eye on?
Okay, even though Korea has a, you know, export total system to United Arab Emirates, UAE, but Korea, you know, export many component-based export to many countries.
So there's some exportation of entire power plants, and
then already, you know, Korea already exports major component such as steam generator to USA. And also Korea export reactor vessel and steam generator to China already. So, you know, that kind of things. You are already doing the, for export. But in the future, at this moment, what important thing to the country who doesn't have any nuclear program, you like to export education. Such as, you know, safety and design of nuclear power.
So does Korea export education as well?
Yeah. That's right. That's very important. You know, as I mentioned before, you know, Korea already exported. You also invite students from the country who doesn't have a nuclear program. Yeah. Our institute, and also our institute is very, you know, physically close to Korea Institute of Nuclear Safety. So you have the special program for education of nuclear safety. So right now you already give the education for the students from the almost 20 countries for nuclear safety. Safety is the most important from the beginning.
Do you know of other university-level programs of that kind in the world, or is South Korea quite unique in that respect?
Yeah, it's, South Korea is the most, you know, active, but...
in terms of focus on safety?
Yeah, safety. So.
Well, I know you're very busy, Dr. Chang. I really appreciate your time. That's all the questions I have for you today.
Okay, I enjoyed your questions.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.